Blog Talk Radio.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come, let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms. Let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to the show. I am your host, Michael Wong, on Journey into the Light. And we have on this hour show, Marilyn Pasek is back, our angel lady. And she's going to be taking your phone calls for angel readings, as she says, with her 100,000 guys, which is her angels. So call on in now to get in line, 347-884-8245. And then once you call in, make sure you press the 1 on your phone so that you are in line and that I do see that you do want to speak to Marilyn, okay? All right. And then after this show, we'll have 2 more hours still to go on Journey in Light. We'll have Sonic Nova up next, Psychic Medium. And then after that, we'll finish it off with Medium Michelle Fletcher. And that will be at 9 o'clock Eastern Time for our final show of the night, day, whatever it is. Alrighty. Alright, so let's go to the phone lines here and let's go ahead and bring Marilyn into the show. Welcome back, Marilyn.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Alright, how was your weekend?
It was good. Very good. I just allowed the wind to blow me as I needed to go and I just had fun.
It is. Just like a wildfire flower, just blue, just kind of out in the wind, or did you go anywhere?
Yeah, pretty much. I didn't go out of town. I met some people over the weekend, people I haven't seen for a long time. I went to a barbecue yesterday, hadn't seen those folks in a very long time, and met somebody for lunch on Sunday that I hadn't seen for a while, And before the weekend, I got into both of my closets and got rid of a whole bunch of clothes.
That sounds like fun.
Oh, that was a riot.
I bet you feel better now.
I've been wanting to do it, and this is a good month to do it. It's a 5-month in numerology, and it's all about change and freedom. And I actually had gone to a store and got a whole bunch of more clothes, and I literally could not put them in either of my closets. I haven't touched my closet since I moved a year ago. So I'm like, okay, no time like the present. And so I spent 2 days. I posted on Facebook. If anybody knows of anybody that would be in need of these, I'll be glad to donate. Otherwise, I'll just give it to a nonprofit. And somebody I knew of somebody that's single mom and going to school and driving for Uber, and she always puts her kids first and she hardly gets anything for herself. So she got over a 32-gallon garbage bag full of clothes.
All right. That's great. That's great. Yay! All right.
Thank you.
the guys approve. See, that's your guys.
There you go.
Yeah. They have more of a voice.
So how did your show go last night?
Oh, it went really well. I invited Media Michelle to come aboard, so we'd have, two on board like we're used to. So, They did really well together and had a great audience. And we did a 2-hour show, in fact. So by the end, they were both so tired. They're like, Michael, we just can't go any further. So we hit a brick wall, he said. And we had great calls.
I'm glad Michelle was able to fill in.
Yeah. So. Went well, but people were asking about, where's Marilyn, They're like, she'll be back next week. She's okay.
Yeah, I basically took this whole weekend off. I didn't really have anything scheduled on the agenda, and I even took it off away from the computer. I feel there's times that we need to do that. It just felt really good to be totally away from the computer and not, you know, taking anything from anyone. And then I got on the Facebook this morning and I found out that a good friend of mine's father had passed away. And I know her real well and I know her mother. So I called to see how everybody was doing today. And she had the most remarkable experience. Her husband was in hospice, and the caregivers had told her that he would probably pass on Saturday. So she spent all Saturday, Sunday with her husband, and he had passed overnight, and her daughter was on her cell phone looking up angels to help her. And so she brought in Archangel Azrael, which is an angel that helps us with transitions of all kinds. And she just brought in, she held his hand, brought in Archangel Azrael, and her daughter had found another angel online. I can't remember who she said, it's one that I'm not familiar with, and brought him in and held his hand and told him, it's okay, the angel's here for you, and it's okay to go. And she said that his breathing was like at a 15, and in the next minute it went up to 20, and in the next minute it went up to 30. And she said this beautiful light just came over him, and he got a big smile on his face, and he was gone. She said it was the most remarkable thing that she's ever seen. She said it was just beautiful. It was peaceful. He looked so calm and peaceful. And she said that actually helped her. She said it wasn't scary. She knew he was in a better place. And her daughter was there, his son-in-law and granddaughter. And she said they all saw it. And she said it was just amazing. And I wanted to share that experience with you and all the listeners out there. Isn't that cool?
That is. Wow. That's amazing. The things that can happen that just, you know, really, you know, it just shows, you know, miraculous things can happen. So that's great. Great story.
Yeah, awesome. It was just beautiful. I'm glad I called her today. I hadn't seen anything because I'd been away from Facebook and all social media all over the weekend, and I opened it up and I saw this today. So I just reached out.
But on your point of breaks and things like that, that's a great point. We all need that, and especially times like holidays and things. It's a great time. I know myself. Most of my guests wanted off, so I pretty much had everybody off. I did a couple of shows and did the show last night with Chuck since it was Monday night. It was at the end of it, and I know how important my 9 o'clock shows are for the homeless mission. It's really the only shows that we get donations, so without that, luckily Chuck was available and Michelle. So, but yeah. So I've had kind of a halfway break, so that's been nice.
Yeah, it's nice to just take a break for a while every so often. And I've been so busy, and I decided to treat myself to just taking the weekend off, especially after I celebrated cleaning out both closets. Yay!
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Totally agree. So what's the topic today, Marilyn?
Well, I think we'll kind of stay along the same line and just, you know, there's so many people transitioning out there right now. There's a whole new energy, a whole new vibration going on in the universe right now. And so many people, it's like, okay, I've had enough time here. I want to check out. And I just think it's really great what this lady did for her husband. And I know I did it for my brother, I did it for my mother, and I did it for my father. When, you know, we're all, the only thing we're guaranteed of in life is that the day we're conceived, we're going to die sometime. But as I like to say, we don't die, we just go home, and everything changes. So if you've got somebody in that position, or if you've had somebody in that position, no, don't be selfish enough to hold on to them. Help them transition. Bring in angels. Bring in the highest powers that you believe in, whether you work with God, Spirit, Source, Jesus, the archangels, the ascended masters. Bring them in and call upon them to assist your loved one to transition so that their transition is smooth and that you can have a beautiful experience like this. Because we're all going to meet up again one day. So it's like we're still here for a reason. So we have to be here for that reason, and it's their time to go for their reason. And I just think it's really beautiful that she was brave enough to be able to do that. And I hope anybody that's in that position, any listeners out there that's in that position, just have them, you know, help them cross over. Help it be peaceful for them and not so scary. And then know that you can call upon Archangel Azrael to help with the transition. And then just imagine them being up there like in a beautiful, beautiful cloud. Lots of sunshine, lots of singing going on, flowers, whatever it is that they like. In fact, her one daughter that lives in Idaho, she didn't know that her dad had passed, and she was out hiking, and as soon as she got in the car, she smelled lavender. And she says, "Wonder where that lavender smell came from." She goes, "I bet it was my dad." And then she found out her dad had passed. And right before he passed, before they brought in the angels, her other daughter was looking up essential oils to use. And one of the oils that Google had suggested was lavender oil. Isn't that amazing?
Wow. Yeah, that is amazing. That's a great point. You know, I remember when my grandma was, you know, in her last weeks, and she was in the hospital, and she had a fall, and she was already 93. So, when she told me that she was seeing my parents, of course, who had passed a long time ago, but she was seeing my parents would come to her, and some of my siblings blew it off as medication or whatever, and it wasn't that. I knew they were seeing her, and I knew she was getting close to transition herself. And in fact, one time we were all gathered in her hospital room. All the family was there. We're all kind of along the wall in her room, and one of the grandchildren asked, "Grandma, can you name all the people here?" And she said, "Well, of course." And she started naming everybody off. And then against the wall, there was this opening. There's a spot that nobody was standing. But she pointed at it, and she said, "Who's that?" And people said, "There's no one there, Grandma." And she said, "Yes, who is that?" And she could see. So, spirit, you know, that's probably wandering the halls. But she clearly could see it. She's very animated. She was in her mind. She wasn't hallucinating and all that stuff. But yeah, I knew time was short. And sure enough, 2-3 weeks later, she passed.
And that's something I told this lady, too, for anybody that's in that position. Like, if you do have a caregiver for your loved one, whether it's hospice, a nursing home, a nurse, whatever, they usually know within a 24 to 48 hour period when they're going to go. I know when my dad was in the nursing home and the nurse kept calling us and said, "You better get in here, you better get in here." And here I had to take my mom, who was like 84 at the time, and I was working a real job, and I had to quit work and go get her, run her up there, and it's really, really draining on you. So I finally talked to the head nurse, and I said, "Could you do me a favor?" I said, "This is really, really draining on my mom, and I can't just quit leaving work all the time." I said, "Could you let me know when it's close, and then we'll be here in a heartbeat?" And she called it. She called me up one morning and said, "If you want to see him, I would suggest getting in here." And he passed away that evening. And so I shared that with this lady when I had talked to her 2 weeks or a week ago when I found out her husband had had a massive stroke. And I said, the caregivers will, they almost always know within a 24 to 48 hour period. So you can listen to them as well. But it is very, very peaceful. And they do see their loved ones.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't want to leave my grandma at night. I wanted to stay. I told my wife, I said, go ahead and go home if you want. I want to stay because she's seeing all these people, and I so wanted to, you know, if anybody popped in, especially my parents, I wanted to be there. But
to connect with them, right? Hey, Mom,
yeah, right. And see, this was before my show, so I wasn't as in tuned as I am now. And I really thought, you know, because I said to my grandma, I said, you know, when my mom comes back, you talk to her, I said, tell her how much, you know, I have missed her and loved her, you know, and I broke down crying, and because, you know, it's been so long. And of course, now I know, you know, I could talk to them, and I do all the time, you know, especially doing my show. I feel them around me all the time, and I had the opportunity to talk with them too. So, yeah, they're always around you.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, you ready to take some calls, Marilyn?
You bet.
All righty. So let's go to the phone lines, folks. Call on in to speak to Marilyn, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? And to get in line, press the 1 on your phone. Okay, so first we're going to go to 803, which I believe is South Carolina, if I know my area codes pretty well. Can we get your first name?
Chris.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Question. I've been into, like, spells and all that stuff. And I have powders and candles. And I've been really working on this new thing. And it's really
Chris,
proper.
Could you speak up just a little bit? You're kind of breaking up on me.
Yes, is my magic working? Is my magic going to work? You see me with money.
What are your intentions to using the magic?
To get money.
To get money.
I want to help people when I get my money, though.
Right. What I'm feeling is, Chris, why did you get into magic? What I'm getting is the magic that you're working with right now is a lower energy, a lower vibration for you. And what I'm hearing the guys tell me, Chris, is you need to raise your energy, your vibration a little bit higher. Have you tried anything else other than the magic?
Chanting.
Okay. Have you ever thought about doing any Reiki?
I haven't done that's energy stuff, right? With your hands. I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, I'm getting, like, more hands-on for you. I think it would really help you if you took a Reiki class and kind of implemented that with everything. Are you doing tarot cards as well?
No, I don't know how to do that.
I'm sorry?
I don't know how to do that.
Okay. Usually a lot of times when people are working with powders and candles and everything, tarot cards kind of go hand in hand with it. I would suggest.
You see any money?
I see. I'm sorry?
See money coming soon?
I'm seeing the powders, and that's going to help you. Are you using powders to help heal people?
I haven't helped heal anybody, but it's kind of selfish, I guess. I don't know. I'm just broke.
I think if you kind of move more into a healing energy, it's going to help bring more money to you and more clients to you. So I would definitely check into like Reiki, seeing if your powders, that you can use your powders for any kind of healing work. And they're, again, they're advising me to tell you to raise your energy vibration a little bit. And I see that people will start coming to you. Are you just getting started with this?
No, it's just basically something I've been studying for a few, like 10 years or so, maybe longer.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2017. I started in 2001, I believe. I don't use deities, though.
I'm sorry?
I don't use deities.
Okay.
I use my higher self.
Okay, and that was going to be my next question. Who's your higher self? Like, what entity do you go to?
It's hard to explain. I call him Masvatar. That's my higher self. And I use him. I don't use deities. I guess it's arrogant, but I don't use deities. I think I could do that without a deity.
Okay.
I've tried it.
Have you started working on people yet?
No, I haven't done anything with anybody else.
I would start slowly with it and see how you're feeling with it with other people. And see how people start gravitating to you. But I would definitely check into a Reiki class in addition to that, dear.
Okay.
All right. Good luck to you.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, appreciate the call. Thank you. All right, we're here with Marilyn Posick, and if you'd like to speak to Marilyn, I have an angel reading. She's a psychic medium as well. Call on in. Number is 347-884-8245 is the number, and then press the 1 on your phone. Let's go to California, and Donna, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Michael, and hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Donna. How are you doing this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
What part of California?
I fell off the curb, though. I'm in Santa Barbara.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yes, I love Santa Barbara. I was there a few years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's lovely. Kinda
yes, it's very,
here,
very
though.
Pretty.
I wanted to know what you're picking up about my love life. I am talking to a guy on the internet, but he lives in Pomona. You know, that's about an hour and a half away. I don't know how you get to be in a relationship with somebody so far away, but we're just writing on the internet, or do you see someone else coming in for me, or what are you picking up psychically?
Are you doing anything different on a social level? Have you been
Yes.
going out more? Okay, what have you been doing, please?
Well, I joined a, I'm Christian, but I joined a Buddhist group because I like to meditate with them. And we meditate for like 40 minutes once a week and have little potlucks. And so I'm meeting a lot of people through that. And I walk with a group of ladies in Montecito on the beach once a week. And some classes are going to be starting up at the adult education, and I'll be doing that. And,
perfect. What kind of classes, dear? What kind of classes, Donna?
Mostly a singing class and a psychology class and a hiking class.
Okay. I feel like you have started new social gatherings, so everything you just said really resonates to me, and I feel you're going to meet somebody through that. I feel like I really, really like the energy of the Buddhist group, of the meditation.
Oh, yeah, they're lovely.
I feel like there's either going to be somebody there, or have you thought about taking any exercising classes?
Well, I do belong to a gym. I just haven't been lately. I fell off a curb. I didn't see the curb because it went from flat to up to a curb, and so I kind of hurt myself under, you know, with the ribs a little bit, so I'm just kind of resting with that. Nothing I can do to stand up.
That's, I'm getting either a fitness gym and or the Buddhist, and I feel like you're going, and your personality, your energy of your personality is just like, they're telling me it's all sunshine and rays and everything, And mm-hmm. you keep bringing that out, and you're going to attract somebody closer to you. I feel like the guy that you've met on the internet, like it's not bad energy, but I just mm-hmm. feel like you're going to be meeting somebody, they're saying within the next 6 months that you're going to be oh. meeting somebody closer.
Oh, that's better. Yeah, I think it's yeah. too far away. How do you even get to get together with somebody that lives so far away, you know?
Right, especially driving in California.
Oh, I know. That's no fun. Oh.
Yeah, I was just in L.A. last month, and I thank God every single day that I didn't have to drive there every day.
Yeah, yeah, no, the traffic in L.A. is horrendous, yeah.
Yeah, but if I was you, Donna, I would get back to the gym as soon as you can.
Okay.
Keep
yeah.
up with the meditation group, the Buddhist group. I really yeah. like that. It really resonated with me with that when you said potluck dinners and everything. So
yeah.
I feel like somebody's going to be coming to you.
Oh, good. Well, I'm excited.
And it's just, it's going to be like a, it's going to be like a mutual, it's like, it's going to be a soul recognition and you guys will just really mm-hmm. hit it off.
Oh, I like that. That's lovely.
Cool. Enjoy, Donna. Thanks for calling tonight.
Well, thank you, Marilyn. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too, honey. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Donna. Take care.
Didn't she have wonderful energy, Michael?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, I've known Donna on the show for a long time. She's been calling and I'm, you know, Facebook friends for, I think, almost the whole 9 years. So, yeah.
Oh,
she's,
really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Great energy.
She's supported, you know, different causes we've done through the years. She's really been great to support the show. Yeah, she's great. Great person. Marilyn, before we go to the next caller, you're a great person, too, of course. let's hear that again.
Yeah!
Go ahead.
See what happens when you clean out your closet, folks? All the guys cheers for you.
Yeah! All right. The guys are really excited today. down, boys. Or should I say down, Michael? No. Talked about myself in the third person. Marilyn, do you want to tell the folks how people can reach you and any announcements?
Sure. You can reach me through my website, www.marilynpossic, that's POSCIC.com. I'm pretty active on Facebook. You can feel free to private message me there as well. On my website, I do have about 4 videos on there, one about angels, one that has been really, really popular is saging and cleansing and clearing your home. So people really, really liked that and responded well to that. I have my books listed on there, my 7 meditation CDs. The books are available on Amazon. And I do now have 2 groups on Facebook. I believe Michael has got them listed there. But one is called Coping with Grief and Loss. And the other one is called Marilyn's Angels, the Guys. Normally, I'm live on Facebook 2 times a week, but I haven't figured out how to get back on Facebook yet with my iPad. If anybody's got any suggestions, I'm totally open and willing to take suggestions on that. I can't get my front camera to switch back on. It's only the rear camera that's showing, and it's all through Facebook. It's not my iPad. And I do send out a monthly newsletter, which will be going out tomorrow. I usually send it out on the last day, next to the last day of the month. If you'd like to receive that, all I need is your email address. And I will be starting meditation groups here in my home in Central Phoenix next month. So if you'd like to join me for that, please get in touch with me and let me know that, because they will be limited in size. And that's all the announcements I have today, Michael.
Okay, yes. I do have the 2 groups that Marilyn has, folks, on the show page. So you can click on that and join. And I do each week, Marilyn comes on, I add as many that are available to add just about all these people I know, so I am adding them as we speak. So I will let everybody, you know, and Marilyn know by the time we're done how high I've gotten you, Marilyn. So I keep increasing your totals. So yeah, it's great. You started this group. Yeah, I'll even add my brother in there, Jim. So if you see Jim Long in there, you'll know who he is.
Okay. Oh, okay, perfect.
Let's see. Okay, so I raised the coping with grief and loss from 100 to 153 now. So
holy cow, Michael, thank you.
And I'll work on the next call. All right, great. Let's go to our next call. Let's go to Michigan. And Deborah, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Deborah. How are you doing this evening, dear?
I am doing good. And yourself?
I'm doing great. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I don't know if you can, but I'm going to throw it out there. I had a very disturbing contact. And is it possible to, in your opinion, of course, is it possible to refuse a message given to you if it's disturbing you? Can you change the pattern of things?
Is it a spiritual message or is it a human message?
No. I seen an angel. I mean, flat out. Big, brilliant, amazing, scared me, and yet I was so comforted at the exact same time. I don't know if that mm-hmm. makes sense, but it was, every cell in my body was lit up. The message came in every detail of an event that's supposed to come true, and this event is devastating to me. So I said, no, not doing this. I'm not going to be alone. I'm not going to lose my husband. I'm not going to do this. But this has been an ongoing thing for like 2 years now. And I just realized a week ago that every change that I've made to go away from this scenario is in preparation of it. I've learned financing. This is stuff that's never interested me. And when I was at class, my professor said, women your age normally come here to learn basic finance after they lose their husband. I got up, I left, and I didn't go back to class. This is so bizarre. I thought, okay, well, no, it's in your head. You're just, it's a fear-based thing. But I don't.
Okay, so
it just freaking me out.
The message that you received, was it instructional or was it more of what was going to happen?
There was this gigantic angel, and I mean gigantic. And
right.
I was awake, unfortunately, the first time I seen him. They come to my dreams. She's beautiful. But she had a scroll in her hand, but she pointed, and when I looked, I was instantly at my husband's funeral. And what she said is, you will never be alone. You are okay. It's his time. It's coming. Prepare. And I was like, holy crap. No, ain't going there. Not doing it. Can't make me. And then, like I said, I just kept pushing that thought away. And it hit me like a ton of bricks 2 weeks ago in class. Every step that I have done to block this out has been in preparation. I have never thought about finance. I have never thought about any of that kind of stuff.
That's
and
what I'm getting for you, Deborah. I'm getting like the messenger angel that appeared. I can see her like really, really gigantous, like
oh,
really
cool,
big
beautiful.
And just really,
yeah,
really bright.
Azrael? And so, yeah, so I thought, okay, maybe she meant I'm not as real as you think. Something's going on. But it's been 2 years, and then all of a sudden it just starts coming back, coming back, coming back. And I literally feel like I am standing on the top of a tower waiting for the world just to drop off from under me.
That's not going to happen, because this angel was sent to you to prepare you. We don't ever know when we're going to pass. Your husband's still alive, is he not?
He is, yeah. He is, yes. And he's got some things that, you know, come with our age, I'm assuming. He's a guy's guy, so you know, there ain't no going to no doctor, that's for sure. That's just never going to happen. I told him, that's not normal, hon. No, I ain't going. Okay. But he's like a gigantic
teenager. We don't
ever
really know when it's our time, Deborah, and I feel like this was a messenger angel sent to you to prepare you, just in, especially for what you were telling me, just like, you know, you were saying that you never used to do finances, you never used to do this and everything. It's just in preparation. Do you talk to God or Jesus or Spirit or Source?
Yes.
Okay. Have you been talking to them about all this as well?
Yes. And then, day before yesterday, I think it was, within the last couple of days, I had a very, very surreal dream. And I was I had walked out of my house and I closed the door. But before I closed the door on the house, I looked back and the house was empty, completely empty. And I don't know where I was driving, but I ended up at another house, and this house was a healing center. That's all I remember, was that there were people there to be healed. There were people there to spiritual healing. It was a spiritual healing center. And I was just like, I felt guilty when I woke up because it felt right.
Right.
But I felt guilty because how can that be right when I'm there by myself without my husband, who I dearly love?
Have you thought about taking any kind of healing classes at all?
No, I haven't, because, again, if I do, then am I going to make what I seen come true? I was like, ugh. Or is it going to come true eventually? I know none of us are getting out of this alive. I mean, I understand that.
Right,
but
right.
I just feel like the angel,
like this angel was a messenger angel to you, and she was helping you prepare, and that's a good thing, you know, as opposed to just being totally taken off guard. But I also feel like you need to be doing some healing work too, like Reiki, massage, acupuncture, something along that line. And by you doing that, it doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to progress your husband's passing or anything. It just means that you're transitioning in your life.
Okay. Yeah.
I got a message about a year ago. It was in a dream. And when I woke up, it was like I still had this voice talking to me. And it kept saying, you're dying, you're dying, you're dying. And I'm like, I wasn't aware I had any health problems, you know. And I thought about it, and I like to go on a walk every morning and kind of do my meditation on my walk. That's when I talk to the angels and to God and everything. And the message I got really strong was my old way of doing things, thinking and everything, was dying, and I was walking into a new life. So, you know, it could be, that's what I feel like, a lot of things in your life are dying, transitioning to open up doors for new ones for yourself.
Well, that makes me feel better.
Yeah. And, you know, just, you know, by you pursuing that, it doesn't mean that you're going to help your husband or yours transition into the afterlife. It just means that you're helping your own transition in this life. And I would definitely check into taking some kind of healing classes, whatever resonates to you first.
Well,
and you know what I just got a vision of right now? Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about taking kickboxing?
Nope, not at all. I'd break it.
Well, I did a couple years ago, and I didn't break a hip, but I just got that vision. So I don't know, you know, there's something new that you need to be doing.
Well, you know, I actually went to a doctor because I thought, okay, there's something wrong in my head to be able to. I didn't tell them what I seen. I just told them I seen something.
Right.
And, you know, they did a brain scan and all of that, and they checked my eyes because I told them that now if I look at somebody and I close my eyes, I can see that person, but I see them with a grid in all different colors of lights in the grid, and there's little dents and bad spots. It's like
you had a spiritual awakening, dear. Yeah, you definitely had a spiritual awakening, and you need to be doing something in healing work. I don't know exactly what it's called. Maybe Michael can help us out on there on this. I know of one lady in particular, and another lady is going to be going to school for this. It's like a coding healing where they use this different codings, and when you said grid work, it's like a healing.
I was given the information that it's all about the frequency of light and each light's color, and there's frequencies attached in these grids. And the more I keep telling them, no, you got the wrong person. I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm good. The more it comes.
Yep. Welcome to my world, dear.
No.
I started seeing angels and so-called dead people about 20 years ago. The angels didn't bother me, but the seeing dead people around everybody really did bother me. And the more I ran from it, the more I tried to fight it and avoid it, the stronger it came at me. So instead of becoming scared and frightened, I just learned more about it, never dreaming that I would be doing this professionally one day. And so I would definitely be diving into the internet or books and stuff and looking about some of this healing work, because I just feel like you're transitioning into a new energy, a new vibration of your life.
Okay. And so it's okay that I actually was awake when I seen this come right up out of the damn water.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Michael,
just
are you on?
Just want to make sure they didn't miss a tumor or something in my head.
No.
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you know what I'm talking about with the healing work, with that grid, with the coding healing? Do you have anybody on your show that does that for people?
No, I sure don't. I sure don't. I don't know. Let's see here.
I can tell you that they told me that the grid was angelic light. That's all I know, is that they said that's angelic light, and it's based on frequencies. Cool, thanks.
Well, let's bring Bonnie on for just a minute in case she knows of anybody. Bonnie, are you there? Can you add to this?
I am. Trying to think about this and what she's talking about. I feel like I have heard before of an energy grid that sort of makes up the fabric of the universe, if that makes any sense at all. But I don't know that it has a specific, name. I don't know that it does have a specific name for that.
I got a good friend that does this kind of work, but she's in transit right now. She's on her way back east and taking her time. She's on a road trip, so I wouldn't be able to get a hold of her.
You know
I can't
That's
think what it's
that
called.
She said it was
but
connected to the universe.
Check that out, dear. Check out healing work. And definitely something to do with, like, the grids and with colors and everything, and see how it resonates to you.
Whoever you were just talking to, when they said that it was attached to the universe, I instantly
That's what it is,
seen,
right?
Yes. I mean, It was like boom, okay, and it's a time. Their points. Oh my gosh, here we go. All right, sorry about this, but this is the way my world has been for the last 2 years. When you said that, what I seen is that it's past, present, and future, no time, and these are wounds inside of these grids. They're wounds. It's a connection that you can go back to because it's continual. It's all continual. Oh, my God. See? You guys are sure it's not a tumor, right?
No, I'm sure it's not, dear. I'm sure it's called Welcome to Our World.
Okay.
Well, you know, the only other person I can think of who might know that would be Christy. She might know what that is.
Do you know Christy, Michael?
Bonnie, who are you Christy. Talking about our guest? Christy Lee?
Yeah, Christy. Yeah, okay. She might know what that is.
Okay. Do you have her contact information, Bonnie?
I can get it rather quickly. Hold on just a second.
I don't know what...
She has a group, actually, on Facebook called Tune In, something like that. Hang on, I'll get it from her right quick if I can.
Okay. What we're going to do is give this information to you off air. So hang on the phone here.
I will. Thank you very much,
Deborah, and we'll get that to you. Okay, hold on the phone.
You want to put her on with me, and I'll talk
yes.
to her.
Yes, I'll do that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to switch the calls around here. Give me a second, everybody. And there we go. Okay, so they're talking over there. All right, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Four-way going there. all right. Well, I think we'll wrap up and let us know when you figure out that camera so you get back on Facebook.
Yeah, right? I need a child. If anybody's got a child here in the Phoenix area, could I borrow them for a little bit?
Yeah, right. Those are the ones who know. I'm the same way. It's like, Nick, come look at this.
I know.
Yeah. All righty. All right, Marilyn, enjoyed it.
All right, Michael.
Back. Yeah.
And I will see you in Chuckster next Monday night.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it. All right.
All
Have
right.
a good week, Marilyn.
Have a great week. Uh-huh, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. Journey of Light will continue. So everybody just redial, okay? As Sonic Nova is coming up next, Psychic Medium, Healer, and a lot more, Remote Viewer. So call back in. And then after that will be Medium Michelle. And then we'll wrap up the day, okay? Alrighty, we do thank everybody for being here. At the top of the hour, the next show will start. So give it a couple of minutes before you call back in, and we'll be back.
We shall be free. We shall be free. Have a little faith and hold out, 'cause we shall be free.
Yeah. Except I'll do it right next time. That's sweet.
We'll get it one of these days.
All right. So you want to take it from the top?
Yeah.
Thanks.
This ain't coming from no pride.